And welcome to Lucky Irish Law of Attraction podcast. My name is Sarah Kate and I'm a life coach and manifestation mentor. Today I'm going to be talking all about the importance of play for manifestation. Play is such an important part of life, and often I hear adults say that only children play, or that they're too old to play, or they don't have time to play. Hearing this makes me feel really upset. Yes, as an adult, you have more responsibilities, a longer to-do list, and even other people to look after, but this should never stop you from making time for play. It's so important. So I have noticed in the last few months, I really haven't made time for play, and that's something that I am bringing back into my life and making a, a conscious note to really take time out of my schedule for play. So for example, on Friday, when my daughter was in school, I drove into town and met my friend, and we had planned to go bowling, but the bowling was all booked out. So we ended up playing some games in the arcade, which was really fun, and we had a great laugh. It was really, I thought we'd end up spending a fortune, and we only spent like 10 euro and we're there for over an hour, and it was great crack. So just doing that just put me in such a lighter, high vibration. And the day before, actually, I started guitar lessons. So guitar is something that I really enjoy playing, but I got a guitar 10 years ago. And I just taught myself how to play some chords and plucking a little bit. And when I write songs, I just kind of fiddle around and figure it out. But there's a lot of things on the guitar that I have no idea how to do. There's a lot of chords that I just can't figure out how to play. Strumming patterns are not my forte. There's a lot of things that I really have wanted to learn for some time, but it's never something that I maybe allowed myself to do, is that the right word? I tend to push most of my finances into supporting my daughter and her desires. So my daughter is now in her third term of group guitar lessons, and she does dancing and stage school and scouts and football and camogie. And whilst I'll always find the money to pay for all her activities, I often don't find it hard to justify paying for something like that for myself. But I decided, no matter what, it doesn't matter about where the money's coming from, I just need to do something for myself. So I signed up for guitar lessons and had my first guitar lesson on Thursday, which was really nice. I learned so much in just one lesson, and I've signed up for 6 lessons. So I'm really looking forward to really being able to play a lot better and feeling a lot more confident with my guitar playing. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm playing when I'm playing guitar. It feels fun, it's exciting, and I really enjoy it. So I paid for the guitar lessons, and it meant that things were going to be a little bit tight because they were not cheap. They're one-to-one lessons, and the guitar teacher comes to my home when my daughter's in bed. She wasn't asleep, but she actually didn't notice that I had a guitar lesson. And thankfully, my house is quite big, so the sitting room is like the other side of the house from her room. So I thought she was asleep the whole time, but when I finished the lesson, I went in to check on her, and she was wide awake and snuck a book into her room and was reading, which is quite a common occurrence. I'm always finding books hidden under the bed and under pillows that she's sneaking to read when she's meant to be going asleep, and then I have a very tired child the next morning. But yeah, so that's something that I'm doing for myself. But I decided not to focus on the financial part of it, and just to really focus in on, look, I'm doing this for myself. And the next day I was excited. I was meeting my friend for some bowling. I was taking the morning off from work to just have some fun, and then bowling turned into the arcade. And when I finished bowling, or not bowling, when I finished in the arcade, I did some shopping. But I was in such a like high vibrational state. I had just been playing, I'd had so much fun, and then I got a message unexpectedly that for some work that I've been doing, I was going to be receiving a bonus, which was exactly the same amount as what my guitar lessons cost, which was completely unexpected. But that was just such a lovely thing to happen. But I really feel like it was due to me kind of getting out of my own way and just allowing myself to enjoy myself, which I haven't done enough of recently. And so my manifestations haven't been coming forth as much as they should have been, because I really haven't been in that higher vibrational state. So I'm really taking time now to focus on play and enjoyment in my schedule and making sure that I have more time for that. And then this weekend was so beautiful. I know I have listeners that aren't in Ireland. I have listeners in Asia and America and lots of other places. But if you're in Ireland, which I know most of my listeners are, you will know that we have been having some really glorious weather at long last. It's been so needed. So Saturday, Sunday, and again today, Monday, is beautiful sun shining. So myself and my daughter, we went on a hike on Saturday. We hiked up to the highest peak in County Clare, which was tough going, and we may have had a couple of little fights on the way, and there may have been a few tears because it was intense, and it was a lot of like just the two of us trying to get on whilst we were like struggling up this mountain. But we got there in the end, and it was amazing. And the whole way down, my daughter was just like, I'm so proud of myself. Mommy, I'm so proud of you, because you've thought it was hard as well. And it was so nice. And then we got ice cream at the end, and then we went home. And I said when we got home, if she could just give me a little bit of headspace, because it had been quite an intense day. And then I'd make the dinner, and that we'd like have a movie night, and I made her a foot spa for her sore feet, and we had a lovely movie night. We watched Pitch Perfect, which was one of my favourite movies growing up. I realised she may have been a little bit young for it, because while she enjoyed the music, there was a lot of things that she didn't quite understand, which thank goodness she didn't understand, because I didn't realise how much they discussed adult content, I suppose. Even though there's not really anything that you see in it, it was still, yeah, there was a little bit inappropriate. So whoopsie, parenting fail. But it was a nice evening. And then Sunday, yesterday, the weather was glorious. I said we were just going to stay home, and I wanted to get a few things done in the garden, completely underestimating how much work it would be to demoss the back garden and de-weed it. So I didn't get all that I wanted to get done. But my daughter was helping me, and we had the music playing. So I had the speakers out, and we were playing music. So it didn't feel as like torturous, because we were dancing while we were doing it. And then the water gun came out, and then I hooked up the hose to the slides, and then she had some water slide fun, and it was really, really nice. And I was just in such a lovely mood. And then when she went to bed, I did a little bit more gardening. I had my headphones on, listening to some music, and then I looked at my phone, and I had won a competition for some communion blooms for my daughter's communion in May. And I don't know if you heard the episode before where I said that I actually won her communion dress. So like, I won a competition back in October for a €500 communion dress, and now I'm after winning balloons, which is amazing, because the communion is still going to be costly. I'm still going to be spending well over €500 on like the Maid's Castle and her hair and all the food and everything. That's, we're having the party here. That's why I want to get the back garden done. Yeah, it was just such a lovely thing to receive. And I really feel that I'm in this high vibe receiving mode because I've been allowing myself to play more. So that's why I wanted to discuss this today with you. And I want you to ask yourself, are you allowing yourself time to play? Do you play enough? Now, I know a lot of my listeners are parents, and I know as a parent, sometimes like you just really don't want to play what your child wants you to play. You're just like, Barbies might have been fun when you're a child, but it's not that much fun anymore, or whatever they're into, and you're just really not into it. So sometimes I do like a timer and I'm like, okay, I'll play this with you for this amount of time. But for me, that doesn't feel like play. Sometimes it can, it depends how it goes, but sometimes it feels a little bit like one of those chores where like my daughter's putting on her 10th show of the day and I'm just sitting there watching and I'm like, okay, you told me you spent like 20 minutes making up a dance, but I can tell you didn't, and you are literally making this up as you go along, and it's a little bit torturous. So I got into that habit a few years ago, which I haven't been doing enough of, but with this weather and we're finally getting some non-rain, which is amazing, I definitely need to be getting out more with my daughter and playing and doing things that we both enjoy. So like going for cycles, dancing, having water fights, going on adventure days. So we like to sometimes hop in the car and she just directs me. So she's like, go left. And every time we get to like a crossroads, she'll just tell me which way to go. We have no idea where we end up. Was it last year? We went and we ended up this mountain. And for a while, I did not know if we were on a road anymore because there was only walking trail signs and the road was really narrow and there was all potholes. And I got really nervous because there was no signal on my phone, no idea where we were. But eventually we just kept driving and then we ended up on this amazing, beautiful road where the trees were like joining above and it was so pretty. And we kept going. Then I ended up coming out onto a road that I did know eventually, and then we found this really cool forest, and yeah, it was just really nice. So we like doing things like that. My daughter has recently started football, so that's something that I never played properly as a child, but I always liked playing with friends, so we do that. Go on our scooters. I have a scooter because I'm a big child. So we'd go on our scooters or roller skates, or roller blades, should I say, because my daughter doesn't have roller skates anymore. She's upgraded. So I have roller blades as well. So might go on our roller blades, although I do get very nervous that I'm going to fall. But it's fun and it's something that we can enjoy playing and doing together. So maybe if you do have children, think about the things that you enjoy doing that maybe you can do with your child, depending on age. But even when she was younger, I'd find things that I'd find fun, like baking or doing different things that I knew I'd enjoy that I could do with her. And then making time to play without the children. Also, like I said, when the kids were in school, myself and my friend went to the arcade, and in a few weeks' time we are going to go bowling, and they also have a 90s cinema that we're gonna do as well. And this time we'll know to book the bowling in advance. So yeah, I am making more time to make sure that I am having time to play outside of just with my daughter, but with friends as well. I also decided, so my daughter's communion, we're having a lot of people come from different parts of Ireland, family and friends, which is amazing. And then we've invited people in the community as well for her party in the afternoon. And then after that, we'll like have like some downtime. And then I decided over the weekend that I wanted to have my own party. So that evening I am going to have my own party because I'm getting this like really big upscale bouncy castle for the weekend, and who doesn't want to have a few drinks and play on the upscale bouncy castle in the evening? So I'm inviting my own friends over for my own party that evening, which will be proper like adult fun playtime. So I'm just looking at things now and trying to see where I can bring more play into my life. And I really encourage you to do that too. I also used to love having game nights. I haven't really had that many people in the last year around that I would have been able to do that with, because I had a tough time this time last year and kind of lost a lot of my social life through people being unkind and different things. But I have put in a lot of focus in the last while to kind of regaining that and connecting with new people. So that's something that I can do again, and go to inflatable water park. So there's inflatable water park near where we live, and that's something that we normally do every summer. We normally go to one inflatable water park on the lake or on the sea somewhere in Ireland, which is fun for both adults and kids. So normally I take like my older niece, and some, like one time it was like my brother and my sister came as well because I had actually won a competition, so that was really nice. But it's so important that we find things that we enjoy doing as adults. Play brings more joy, and as an adult, play has the power to reduce your stress, enhance your creativity, increase your problem-solving abilities, enhance relationships, improve social skills, increase your energy, and uplift your mood. So all of these are key for manifestation. Play is so important. So I want you to really ask yourself, what can you do this week to bring more play into your life? What can you do this week that would be fun that maybe you haven't allowed yourself to do or you haven't made the time for? Because when we make time for things that we enjoy, a lot of other things fall into place. It is when we are at that joyful state that the best manifestations happen. So I really encourage you to look and see what you do enjoy. And if you have not played in a long time and you're not really sure what you would enjoy, then explore some things. Maybe did you like bowling as a child? Would you like to try that out again? Or did you like dancing? Maybe you could go to like a Zumba class. Did you like playing an instrument? Maybe you could pick it up again and see how that feels. Do you like swimming? You could go swimming. My local swimming pool has a big tunnel water slide that's both for children and adults, so that's fun and you feel like you're playing as well. What can you do that would just feel a bit fun? Because so often as adults we do not have enough fun in our lives, and it's when we are allowing that fun in that so much more good stuff happens. So I really encourage you to look at your schedule this week. So today's Monday, if you're listening to it on Monday. And I really encourage you, at least by Sunday, to have done at least one thing different this week that really feels like you're just playing, that you're letting yourself go, that you are just enjoying yourself and raising your vibration. If you have any questions or want to get in touch, you can get in touch via Instagram, Lucky Irish Law of Attraction. Instagram is luckyirish.ie. Facebook is Lucky Irish Law of Attraction. And then I have the Facebook free community group, which is Lucky Irish Law of Attraction Community, which, again, I haven't been posting enough in, but I will be, not today, because as soon as I get this up, I am going out into that sunshine and getting some more gardening done. I'm going to play my tunes and I'm very excited. But yeah, I've completely lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, I will be doing a gratitude challenge coming up. So get into that group if you want to do a gratitude challenge, which is such a beautiful way to get your vibrations risen. The more you're grateful for, the more you receive. So that's really, really lovely. So yeah, get in touch if you have any questions or if there's any topics that you would like me to talk about any week. Please do let me know. And I hope you have a beautiful week. And if you are in Ireland, I hope you are very much enjoying this sunshine that we are receiving. Thank goodness we are finally getting some sun. Have a great week. I'll see you next week. Or I won't see you next week. I will chat to you next week. Bye.